Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Cholera is ravaging Sudan, and the state, with its negligence, is calling out the international organizations. The World Health Organization, WHO, has revealed that approximately 60,000 cholera cases have been recorded in Sudan, resulting in more than 1,640 deaths. Warning of the consequences of the collapse of the country's health system. This revelation comes as cholera is spreading rapidly in Khartoum State, where new infections exceed 90% of the country's total, particularly in Karari, Durman, and Bada. On Tuesday, May 27, 2025, the Sudanese Ministry of Health announced the recording of 2,729 cases, including 172 deaths. In a single week, Sudanese Health Minister Dr. Haitham Mohamed Ibrahim stated that the spread of cholera in Khartoum is due to deteriorating environmental conditions and problems with drinking water sources. Meanwhile, new Prime Minister Kamel Idris is appealing to the WHO with media reports stating that he is in contact with WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom to discuss support for cholera control efforts in the country. What is happening in the health sector in Sudan is a clear failure on the part of the government, which has been and continues to be dealing with the cholera epidemic with clear negligence. At a time when the matter requires urgency, the Prime Minister is seeking support from the World Health Organization, which, if it takes the initiative, will only take place after the epidemic has spread and claimed lives. As for the Minister of Health, who is entrusted with dealing with the matter, he talks to us about the causes without fulfilling his duty to eradicate the epidemic, which is an easy thing to do if the government is sincere about it. These rulers, who have taken over our affairs and laid waste to us, do not truly care about the well-being of the people, whether they fall ill, starve, or die. This cholera epidemic could have been avoided if the government treated people's safety responsibly. It is not difficult to provide clean drinking water, then isolate and treat the infected. This is an easy and inexpensive task. Treatment does not go beyond providing intravenous solutions, which is the simplest thing that can be provided. However, the state did not even provide these solutions. And when they are available, they are extremely expensive and cannot be afforded by the poor. These corrupt man-made regimes are not worthy of taking charge of the people's affairs. Muslims in Sudan must strive to establish a system that looks after their affairs and cares for their health, security, and peace of mind. This will only happen under the rules of Islam, which oblige the ruler to look after the affairs of the people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَالْإِمَامُ الَّذِي عَلَى النَّاسِ رَاعٍ وَهُوَ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. The Imam, ruler of the people, is a guardian and is responsible for his subjects. Also, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا. Whoever begins the day feeling family security and good health and possessing provision for his day is as though he possessed the whole world. So come on, O people of Sudan, O Muslims, let us establish the state that cares after the affairs, the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Al-Anfal 24. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya of Sudan.